Hey everyone, what is up? This is the Sibling Trap Podcast. I am Barry. We have Katrina today. We are feeling great. It's another day in the life of paradise. I hope everybody is happy and smiling. We got summer approaching. I don't know if you're excited about summer like I am, but I'm
No.
ready to get my tan on and go running in the heat. Get that sweat on too. So,
Live vicariously through you.
how are you today?
I'm well. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm great. Yeah, I had a great weekend. We were just chatting about it a little bit. Doing great. Had a great day at work. I got back-to-back events coming up this week, so I am actually going to Dallas. I was supposed to leave tomorrow, but I'm not leaving till Wednesday now, which is
Wow.
nice because it'll give me another day to prep and get all of my stuff in ready order.
How long are you gonna be
But
gone?
yeah, till Sunday. So whatever that is, 5 days.
Wow.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Look at you, hot shot.
Yeah, lots of influencers that are coming out to this event, and I'm pretty excited to mingle with them and do some collaboration with some other vendors and stuff. It's kind of a big deal in the firearms community and our industry, so
Excited for
I'm
you.
excited. Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so today thought we would talk about something that I think that I am not that great at. And that's weird for me to say. Like, let's talk about the things I'm not good at. But I think
Self-reflection.
exactly. I think that it is something that a lot of people experience and have trouble avoiding. So let's just get into it. So I started a new job at Starbucks, right? And I'm doing really well, I guess, in retaining information, which is good because I have like a goldfish brain and I'm like, well, I don't fucking know how I remembered all that, but like, yay. And so I've found that nearly every day people compliment me, like my coworkers, and like, oh, you're doing such a good job. Like, I can't believe you're doing so well. Like you, and I'm just like, yeah, sometimes. Like, I don't. Do you have trouble accepting compliments from people? Because I feel like I know that I'm worthy of them, but at the same time, I feel like I can be doing better. So I guess it's just being hard on ourselves and like setting your own expectations.
Right. Thinking about it, it took me a long time to be able to accept compliments in a way that, like, I actually felt it.
Believe them.
Yeah, like, believe them. And I think that has a lot to do with, like, inner self-healing and work on yourself. Just because when somebody gives you a compliment, especially if they're complimenting, like, your work ethic, and you're such a hard critic of yourself, it's hard to accept that compliment because you're like, oh, well, this, and this, I screwed that up. You know, I could have done that better. And I think when it comes to like a professional level, you kind of have to accept these compliments because, you know, you're putting in all that work. I mean, you really should be celebrating yourself, you know, whatever it is that person complimented you on, you probably put a lot of effort into developing that skill or something to that nature. So I feel like over time, it's taken me a while to get to that point where I actually accept the compliment. And I actually, you know, I feel the same way. I think a lot of the times before, I just didn't feel like I was doing a good job, or I felt like whatever I did, I had actually messed up or I could have done better. So that's my
Yeah.
point of view.
I think that it's like sometimes I feel like people just blow smoke up my ass. And I guess this is a good part of bringing into it because, like, in my professional career, being a virtual assistant and like other things that I've, being a mentor for other people, I've gotten so much smoke blown up my ass where it's just like they give all these compliments and like pour all this, like, oh my God, you're so great at what you do. They're so lucky to have you. And then, like, planting seeds of hope that like could turn into opportunities that just don't. So like I almost have a hard time believing it because I'm like, okay, but are they trying to get something from me? Like, what is the other motive? And like I feel like it's almost like that sucks to say, but it's like, what's the motive here? Like, are you telling everyone that they're doing a good job? Because I don't really, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I mean, if you're looking at it from a point of view, like somebody is complimenting you to try to, earn something or get brownie points, I guess, in your book, I mean, I've experienced that before, and a lot of times I didn't really accept it. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, blew it off, rubbed, But it's just, I think we need to take those compliments for what they are in the moment, I guess, in the moment. So if somebody is like saying, like as a bartender, you get a lot of people that are like, oh, I like how you make my drink the best. And it's like, dude, I just poured liquor and mixer into it. Like, it's not like I'm spending 10 minutes to make you a drink, dude. Like, what do you mean you like it how I make it the best, But then again, like there's been a time in my past where, like a kid told me, oh, I like the way you make the macaroni and cheese better than the other person, or whatever. So it's like, obviously, it doesn't really matter. And yeah, it might be mac and cheese, but, that's creating a bond between you and that person. And they felt, obligated to tell you, or compliment you and say, hey, I like this, the way that you do it better,
Yeah, I think it's like,
So,
go on.
I was just saying, so like it really just dictates like the, I guess the scenario, like how is it being used, what it's being used about, and who it's coming from, I guess has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and I think like coming from an industry or career path where there's just fake niceties, and then like coming to a place where like people actually mean it feels really like you need some time to adjust to that. And it's the same thing for relationships too. Like that's a total same.
There's fake people everywhere. My gosh, it's and those are the people that are blowing smoke up your ass. And to what extent, they're just probably trying to get something out of you, or there's people that compliment others that, they're just trying to make you happy too, like cheer you up or, give you a compliment. So if you were having a bad day, maybe now you're having a better day. And I feel like I'm that kind of person. Like, I'm not gonna compliment. I mean, I compliment people on their clothes all the time at work. I'm like, hey, I really like that shirt. And it's not like, hey, give me that shirt, I'm gonna fucking wear it. It's more like, hey, it looks good on you, And you never know what that little tiny compliment could cheer somebody up and like turn their whole day, week, month, year around. So
Hear that.
I'm that type of person. I'm not like blowing smoke up their ass. I'm not trying to get anything out of them, but except for maybe a little bit of happiness,
Do you feel
So.
like when you are having a low point, I think this is also another reason why I have a hard time accepting it, because sometimes when people say things that are kind to me, I just start crying. So like I can't like let myself actually like think about what they're saying and like take it to heart, because I'm just like, life is really hard and I hate everything, but you're being so kind to me, so I'm just gonna start crying.
Yeah, I mean, you feel like that wave of emotion, like somebody actually cares. When, I mean, especially when you're in a dark place and like depression, and you feel like you have nobody and nobody cares, and then there's just that one
Like, I don't want
random stranger or friend or family member or whatever that's just like boom, right in the moment, just
Yes.
hit you in the feels.
Like the drop of a hat, and I just start crying. I'm like, I'm not gonna make eye contact with you while you compliment me, but like, thank you, go away.
That's great.
I guess, like, how do you receive love when you are feeling like really down? I know you've experienced like really dark days, but like, do you have anything to speak on that about like just accepting it?
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's accepting it. And it's hard too, because being a smug asshole all the time, I've been through some dark times, like you said, and receiving compliments at that time, I like, that's what I mean. Like the transition through life that I've kind of observed when it comes to accepting other people's generosity or accepting other people's love or compliments. And that was a time in my life where, I mean, I was pretty young, so, but it's just not being able to take them. I remember days people would compliment me and I'd be like, yeah, go fuck yourself, and I'd walk off, or whatever, like, dude, not really, play any attention to it or or do anything to be nice in return. And that's a huge learning experience for me, for sure. Because all people are trying to do, I think most cases are just trying to be generous to you in a way, especially when they know you're like not doing really well. That's a big deal. So.
And coming out of like a toxic relationship, and when I say toxic relationship, just for the church ladies in the back, I'm not speaking of like a partner being toxic, it's just a situation being toxic.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Coming out of a toxic environment relationship, like just feeling like, wow, fuck, there was a thought there. Like I am worthy of someone being kind to me without it feeling manipulative, right? It's like they're just being kind and seeing you for your value. That's really such a hard thing to adjust to.
Acceptance, yeah.
I mean,
Acceptance is, I mean, across the board when it comes to anything, it's one of the hardest things as human beings, because like we're hardwired for trauma and we're hardwired to be out in the wilderness. I mean, it's in our DNA down to the core, like survival. And when you're not in that survival mentality or that survival mindset, it's so much easier to accept things, especially accepting things for the way they are. And over time, I've had to accept that too. And I've noticed that it's now that I'm a lot happier, and not only just happier, but happier and more comfortable with myself, it's a lot easier to accept things for, what they are. So
would you say that you're still in your survival mode?
I think that I'm coming out of it. I think I can finally start to relax a little bit. I mean, I still, there's still that waiting for the shoe to drop mentality that's stuck in the back of my brain. But building healthy relationships and building partnerships with people, I think I'm finally out of that survival mode where I don't have to worry if the next person's going to hurt me or if the next person's going to try to scam me or whatever. I think I've finally gotten to a point in life where I can kind of see that ahead of time. I'm starting to see red flags for what they are, and I'm not letting them, I'm not, I guess I'm not letting them go past as, oh, we're going to accept that and, let ourselves fall short. I think now I see them for what they are, and I'm able to identify the fact that, well, I don't need that in my life, kind of thing. So I'm not really, that's not a survival mindset. That's more like, hey, we are surviving and we're trying to prosper and we're trying to take it to the next level. So.
But like as a single parent, I saw this TikTok today where it was like this woman was like, oh, I finally realized like I'm not in survival mode anymore, because she would like stock up when, things were on sale and like when she had the money, and then she realized like, wow, I'm actually out of something. Like in the relationship that I'm in, like I wasn't stockpiling and like panicking of like, how am I going to be able to pay for the next thing? And it's like, what a blessing that will be when I'm not feeling that type of way, when I have that moment of like, oh shit, like I'm healed now. Like, do you feel like, I mean, you've been in your position for a little while now. Like, you feel like you're finally like financially safe. I mean, it's hard to say that because like no job is really safe, but like
Yeah.
out of
Like,
that
are you
mindset.
talking like stability? I have stability. I have stability. And I don't know, maybe it's because I've gotten more like smarter, wiser with my finances. I mean, it was a struggle for a while, for sure. Getting back on your feet is always tough, especially when you're changing complete industries and careers and been unemployed and stuff. But I think I'm finally at a point where like I can make purchases without having to flinch, and I'm not worried about if my bills are going to get paid. And it's taken months, several months to get to this point.
I'm really happy for you.
And it's not easy for sure. I mean, tomorrow, God forbid, my car could break down and then you're right back in the hole. I mean, it's just,
That
it
car,
could
I
be
swear to
anything.
God.
Yeah. I'm just saying. That was just the example. Now it's probably going to actually happen.
Oh
So
man, let's not manifest that.
I need a new car anyway, whatever.
You do.
No, it's just, it's things like that. car breaks down, whatever, you know, buy a brand new truck. And that's, you know, sometimes those bad things happen because, you know, it opens the doorway for bigger and better things to happen. And I feel like the survival mode is more of a mentality. And I get it, like struggling financially isn't fun. And it kind of, you know, puts a damper on your
Everything.
emotions, and your stress level is obviously high because you're not sure where that next dollar is going to come from. But the point of the matter is that, like, if you work hard and you just kind of have faith, I think you're going to pull through. Like anybody out there that's struggling like that, because I've been there and I've done that, and I was always worried, and then I stopped worrying one day and I started managing my finances better, and then it just seemed like everything just started coming together and connecting. Yeah, I got a pay raise when I got the new job, and yeah, company expense card and getting reimbursed for my mileage. Like things start to come together, and it makes everything that much easier because then you're not worrying about, okay, well, I have this, and this. You just say, okay, well, when that happens, you know, I'll take care of it. It'll get paid one way or another. That's how I look at it.
I'm excited to get to
So
that point. Okay. Well, coming back to
it's
the
there.
main point, what is one area of your life that you feel like you have a hard time, I guess, accepting the compliments, or like accepting that like you actually are doing a good job and not like the perfectionist, like, oh, I could be doing this better.
That's a tough one. I mean, I can say work, but Katie, I just feel so natural when it comes to work. Like managing social media is easy. I mean, I say it's easy, it's a lot of time, a lot of time.
Simple. Yeah.
But, and it's not really even simple. I mean, there's a lot that comes into my job, and I spend a lot of time video editing and just, I mean, shit, today I had to edit like 10 pictures. And I mean, it took me like an hour or two, but whatever, you know. I like that kind of stuff, though, and I enjoy it. So taking compliments professionally, like as a social media specialist, I enjoy them though, because it's giving me feedback of what I'm doing.
And
And
fuel.
yeah, and ambition. Yeah, it definitely drives the ambition tank a little bit. But and I'm trying to think of something where I'm like not as, I mean, parenting, I could say that, but I love being a parent, and I mean, yeah, I accept the compliments because parenting a special needs kid, autistic, is not easy, and those compliments definitely do help. So
I love
I
that.
don't
All right.
know.
Look at you, just thriving in life.
Well, I
I
mean, I'm
don't say
not
that in any like
perfect.
salty way. I'm just like,
I
bitch.
mean, all right, well, let's just say maybe it's something that I'm not good at. I don't know. Like shooting. Let's just hypothetically speak. If I was bad at shooting and somebody was to give me compliments, like what if I have a really bad day at the range? I mean, that's fair. And somebody's complimenting me, then I'm like, nah, you're just being nice, or you're just blowing smoke up my ass, or you want my signature or something. I don't know.
People asking for your signatures now?
No, that was a joke. No, it's just like that. Like if I had a bad day at the range, I'm very hard on myself when it comes to that because I want to be perfect. I want to be fast. I want to be smooth. I want to be good because when I start competition shooting for serious, like for real, I want to be ready. So I don't know, maybe that would be a good example.
That is a
Like if
funny
I do bad, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
plan to do that.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm on the primary arm shooting team.
I mean, like, I didn't know it was like a competition type of thing.
Yeah, oh yeah. We run different matches, different styles and stuff. So yeah, I've been training for that a lot.
Awesome.
And to teach and instruct. I mean, it's helpful being a good instructor if you're good at what you're doing. So nobody's gonna want a guy that, you know, comes out to the range, teaches them how to shoot, they can't shoot. I mean, if he can't shoot, then
Why
why
are
is he teaching? Yeah.
you here?
So, and actually, like, we had an LTC class on Friday at Primary Arms. It's the first one of this year. The old instructor left to go to another company and kind of left everybody high and dry. But that was a lot of fun. And I got to go out on the range with some new people that I've never shot with. And and I actually ran them through like a qualification, and I gave a lot of compliments, honestly, because a
Awesome.
lot of people, I mean, you don't really know somebody until you shoot with them. That's what I like to say, but but it's the truth though. Like, you know, when you're stressed out, you're nervous or whatever, and you for me, when I'm getting like I get nervous at the range, I would just pick up the gun and everything would just everything's calm. Like,
Quiet,
I
yeah.
don't know why, because it's I've built that muscle memory and the training, and I've spent, you know, pretty much my entire adult life carrying a gun in some form or fashion in some respect. I just feel more comfortable when I pick the gun up. Like, I might be nervous before, you know, especially like stage fright, shooting in a bunch, you know, in front of a bunch of spectators and things like that, like in competitions. I would probably be nervous at first, but the second I draw that gun, it's business. So,
Awesome.
but yeah. Sorry for the caveat there.
That's okay. I'm like,
little tangent about guns.
you really know me? Because like I've never shot a gun.
I
But
know, I know, I know. But this is the yin and the yang.
that's true. Your niece wants to get into archery, by the way. Did I tell you that?
That's
She
cool.
practiced
I
archery
shot
with Cub
a.
Scouts, and she was like, the instructors were like, you should join archery because you know what? You could kick all the boys' butts. Like you could outshoot all of them because you're gonna be so good. And she's like, I am. And I'm like, you go, girl. So that's
It's
her dream.
that Quintus Everdeen.
Exactly. She's the next
It's
superstar already. She's like, Mom, you're gonna buy me a boat, right? Like, I'm like, do you even know how much this costs to invest in? Like, dude, sports are expensive.
Oh yeah, especially bows. Bows aren't cheap. I actually shot a compound bow on Sunday
Really?
over at my buddy's house. Yeah, we were shooting at a little box target thing in the backyard. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Well, I feel like this was a nice episode. I feel like I needed to hear what you had to say because I've been having a hard time being like, bless you.
Oh.
Bless.
Yeah, I've had a rough cough the last few days. Sorry, excuse me.
Okay. Yeah, I've just had imposter syndrome. Like, you know, I don't, and it could just be the season of life that I'm in until I
Yeah.
have healed a little more.
Well, give yourself some grace, Katie. I'll be honest. You know, we're not perfect. We're not the best at anything. I feel like accepting those compliments, though, you know, it either makes you feel better or it makes that other person feel better. Either way, I think it brings a little happiness into your life, and you need that. So.
Thank you. And you know, I think it's time to practice what I preach because I tell the kids all the time, like, don't keep a compliment to yourself. Like if you have a compliment to give someone, like give the compliment. But also like learning to receive that gives good example for them to do the same.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just have a chat
Cool.
with them about it and be like, by the way, someone told me this today and I had a hard time believing that. But like it is true, you know, we should start to believe that and then, you know, sparks a whole other conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great learning experience for them too, because you never know, they might be going through that same thing. And even at a young age, you know, we struggle with compliments. Like when I was a kid, I used to get complimented all the time on my height, like how tall I was. And I was like, I
Play
fucking hate being
basketball.
tall. Yeah. And it's just, it's little things like that. As a kid, you know, you don't really think about it until later on in life. And then you're like, man, I wish somebody would tell me I was tall again. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and like as an adult, like talking about the struggle that you're having humanizes you. So it's like
Sure.
I can relate to them now, you know, not
Yeah,
that I
yeah.
ever could in, but in kid mind, you know.
In relation, you know, that just opens up a great way to communicate with the kids too. You know, opens up those lines of communication really well. So.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here.
Thank you for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. I hope so too.
Be nicer to yourself, okay? I
I'm
love you.
trying to make me cry already. Stop it.
All right.
I appreciate you. I love you.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We'll see you next time.